Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, folks. It's Football with Frankie. Coming live from my back porch. This is Frankie, your host. And here's my show. We're coming live. So tonight we're going to talk. We're going to talk a lot of things. We're going to talk some football, talk some fantasy, some gambling, whatnot. Call in 347-237-5539. Love to hear your thoughts, your concerns, whatever you got. I got a nice, fresh, full glass of vodka ready to go here, and we're gonna get nuts right now. Football with Frankie. So, first off, we're just going to start. I actually just saw Shane Vereen just scored a touchdown for the Patriots. So, way to go, Jets. And that's awesome because that's what the Jets do. So, okay. Yeah, I'm having a little problem with my system here. So, that was what I was going to start with here with this game here tonight. I was actually thinking that the minus nine on the Jets was a bit much. Maybe the Jets might come out and play a little game tonight, but we're already seeing that that's probably not going to happen. And I'll bring that right into my fantasy sports talk with the waiver wire being very, very meager this week. But Shane Vereen was available in some leagues. Shane Vereen was available, and if you picked him up, that was a nice pickup. You also had Brandon Bolden and James White of the Patriots. A lot of people picking those guys up, but Shane Vereen obviously the goat. Shane Vereen was getting some love already in the off season for PPR leagues, just in general, and hadn't really. He hadn't really showed you the love that you were looking for, but he might be showing you that love now with Ridley on the bench. And they are playing the Jets. So let's see. Or as I like to call them, the Rexies, because that's what they are. They've become their coach, the Rexies. I'm almost a little upset with Rex lately, not talking as much. I mean, they're so bad that I guess he can't. But I just want him to just put a ham sandwich in his mouth. But now, like, I'm almost wanting to hear Rexy just talk a little nonsense. And we got a call coming in live here. Hello, we got
Mulesy on the line? You got sports analyst Mulesy on the line here.
I got fucking Mimsy on the line here?
Oh, I didn't know we could use cuss words on this program. That's fantastic.
Oh, we do.
That's fantastic. You know who's fantastic?
That's
why out
huh?
the game, Shane Vereen. I started him fucking wide receiver in all of my leagues. Fucking can't cover the guy, bro.
No, it's not, though,
but he was fucking wide open like fucking a wide receiver. So fucking Rexies are the worst team in football.
They look good, kid. They look,
I vote next week that all fantasy football allows you to start Shane Vereen as a wide receiver. Actually, anybody that's fucking in a backfield playing the Jets is allowed to be a wide receiver in fantasy football.
Yeah, no,
for the
that's
rest
a good
season.
Start. Anybody in the backfield against the Jets could start. Anybody, the Jets, all together.
I'm sorry. I got to correct myself and you. There. Anybody playing a Rexies?
Is it Rexies? Exactly, as we will refer to them from here on out on this show, because that's
Rexies.
What they are, the fucking Rexies. I was saying before that I'm almost, like, Rexy, like, went in a hole, like, he just he doesn't fucking shoot his fat mouth off anymore because he's got Geno Smith as a quarterback.
That's part of the problem, Bubs. That's big
it's
part
almost,
of the problem.
But it's almost it because, you know, as much as I really hated his fat mouth, I guess I really liked it because I really enjoyed listening to him just fucking just put himself in.
You enjoyed laughing at the guy, bro. That's what he was entertaining. He was hella entertaining, bro. Absolutely hella entertaining. If he ran out on the field right now and started yelling, he called a timeout and just fucking yelled Super Bowl for 25 fucking seconds or so, they'd win the game. At least I'd be more entertained.
Yeah. No, he's more entertaining than the Rexies, that's for goddamn sure.
And Chris Ivory
getting after it. Look at this guy.
Since we're talking about the Rexies and New York football and how great it is, I happen to catch this Tom Coughlin Rexy commercial.
No, I haven't.
Getting commercial deals, Grand Light Hits and fucking Loudmouth fucking getting commercial deals, dude. But that's a good idea. It's kind of like Eli sponsoring Dunkin' Donuts. Like, win a date with Eli, fucking, if you eat a dozen donuts and get lucky and da-da-da. I guess I can't win a football. I hate football. I'm a Lions fan.
So Rexy and Coughlin have a commercial together?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I haven't. I guess this is not something that I see here in Florida. I guess this is New York only that I get to miss out on such wonderful things like that.
Maybe Garby knows. Garby
he's planning his wedding, dude, so you can't talk.
My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so everybody knows, you know, if you ever start listening to this show, I have a co-host. His name's fucking Garby. He's never here, so fucking he's gay. And that's the end of that. He's planning his wedding, so he has a tough time getting to the mic. Anyhow, back to you.
Here it is. Here, back to Mulesy. Here it is. You're correct. It's a that will be a local commercial, a MetLife commercial. Look at this. Look, let's hold and throw touchdowns at the same time. You fucking Rexy nightmare shit show cocksucker. Just fucking, I mean, at the very least, put in Michael Vick so I can watch him stand in a pocket and get hit for the rest of the night. Because, like,
I can't stand skinny Rexy either. Like, this fucking guy, who does he think he is getting skinny? Like, at least when he's fat, like, you could, you know, he's Rexy. Now he's just, I mean, it's just...
People neglect the fact that Bill Belichick's a cheater, and it's facts. Here are facts of life.
To the seven people listening,
Bill Belichick's a cheater. Rex Ryan, you want to know why he's thin? Because he put the fork down? No, because he cheated.
He fucking put some rubber bands around his fucking stomach. Fucking gay.
Yeah, and stop yelling Super Bowl, and wear medium T-shirts, and draft colored folk fucking to play quarterback, and get stupid tattoos on your fucking leg, and get fucking Mark Sanchez bird fucking sucking your wife toe tattoos, and cheat, but don't cheat to win, like. You know, cheat just, you know, fucking, instead of, like, you know, doing the easy stuff, like putting the fork down. I hope he gets fired at halftime.
Have a little broccoli instead of just fucking throw rubber bands around your fucking fat stomach. Well, I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less out of Rexy. He's a big fucking fat loudmouth. And, what are they? I don't even know what the Jets are up to this year. The G-Men, on the other hand, with a fucking phenomenal fucking look last weekend on Sunday night. That is the Rexies.
I tell you, I didn't see any of it. I slept through it because I was vomiting out my fucking asshole actually at the time.
All right.
But, however, that's not a cuss word, is it? However,
we're allowed to cuss on this show, Bob. And if we're not,
guess,
I don't know. But if we are, I mean, I'm cussing on my show, pal.
I guess I'll call Nick Folk Hero feel.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't even fucking remember what I was even talking about. Yeah, the fucking, I spent like 20, was it 24 nothing? I mean, I don't know how somebody goes from throwing four touchdowns and looking great to just getting shut out. And then they'll come back and they'll end up still in the season 9-7 just so Grandma Hips can keep his job.
Well, who can keep their job?
Grandma Hips. Tom Coughlin. That ground hold his hold looks like any grandma USA holding with his hands on his hips.
I love Grandma Hips so much. I love that fucking guy. I don't give a fuck if they I don't care. He's done what we put on the field half the time, that guy's done a goddamn good job.
Let's just sum up that G-Men squad real quick and sum up that game at the same time. Victor Cruz went out for the season by not getting touched.
Victor, I'm pretty not happy with old Vicky Babes. Because he decided after having a couple of good seasons that he would care a lot more about fucking his fucking clothing line and being fucking cool than playing wide receiver. So that's what happens. That's what happens to fucking douchebags like that.
Well, he's got a cute dance.
JPP, same fucking thing. He loves being on Twitter and Facebook fucking talking about how fucking cool his sneakers are instead of fucking sacking quarterbacks. That makes me fucking sick. I can't stand any of them. They're all fucking a bunch of posers.
Who was your great linebacker a few years ago that doesn't play for the Giants anymore?
We haven't had a great linebacker since Lawrence Taylor. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's not true. It was Michael, but
Michael was a fucking defensive end, dude. We haven't had a good linebacker since Lawrence Taylor. And that's the goddamn. If you want to call Jesse Armstead a good fucking Michael or fucking what's his name? Fucking the dick that on the he wasn't even that good. The dick that's on fucking ESPN now. I don't even fucking remember his goddamn name. That's how good he was.
Well, maybe he's even a DN. Who was one of your better defensive players, either DN or linebacker, for like years? I think he plays for Baltimore now. I don't fucking know who the fuck he plays for, but he's like because he's like not playing for the Giants. Maybe it's the loss of Deal. Maybe that's the big problem. Maybe Tommy not having family on the field.
No. Snead was Tommy's family. Deal was not Tommy's. Chris Snead was Tommy's family, and that guy was the best player we've ever had in the past 10 years. And
my
he can't fucking because he's got a fucking broken back.
Wrong, shitty fucking lineman.
Don't even go there, dude. That's not a shitty lineman. That's a great fucking lineman right there, pal. We're at 7-6 on top of it all. We're at 7-6.
I hope Garby's listening to this right now because I'm driving the liquor into me right now.
Hope Garby dies. for his fucking non-committing ass. I hope he's fucking choking on a drink somewhere.
On a serious note, what I really respect and appreciate about Garby. You know, when he commits to something and he's there from the start, you know, he's fucking hot committed and from Jump Street, he's there, you know, like show one, he's on site.
He's right there. He's right there. He's got a lot of commitments except for this one right here. And that's really.
Poof. Dude,
so, uh,
good thing. Anyway. It's a good thing. Traditionally, you put the finger, the ring on the woman's finger. Otherwise, fucking,
well,
yeah, she might put it on his as my fucking fall off in the middle of the ceremony.
Yeah, exactly. The he's getting married on the December 13th, so be
there.
That's
adorable.
Yeah, it is.
That's adorable.
12, 13, 14, you know? Fucking adorbs.
That's a cute one this
fucking
year.
Fucking totes, adorbs.
I had a buddy that got, I was the best man on a 7-7-07 wedding.
Yeah,
I did,
yeah,
you know, 12, 13, 14. That's adorable, baby. Well, at least
I'm
he's marrying out of his league. At least he knew he wasn't ever going to do any better, so. Good for you,
exactly.
Garvey. Love you,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, we do. We do love Garvey, and hopefully he'll be here next week to fucking maybe be part of the show.
Fucking
so let's talk about your fucking love for the fucking Kansas City Royals. Let's talk about that, Bob.
It's not really love for the Kansas City Royals. It's lack of love for the
American
San Francisco
team.
Giants. It's America's team. No, that's the Cowboys, bro.
No, it's America's team, dude. It's for the calling them right now. They're calling them America.
Okay, I officially am not rooting
everybody
for Kansas City
loves,
anymore.
And I'm really, my big problem is I love the Royals fans all getting fired up and they're the best fans in the world and stuff like that. And saw a little stat today showing that they were about 25th in attendance this year. Fucking best team they've had in 30 years. They haven't been to the fucking World Series since 1985.
Wow, that's like
worst
attendance. That's like Rays attendance right there.
Yeah, no, Rays were better. Rays were better.
Rays were better. Wow.
Yeah, Rays were better. 25th in attendance, and New York Yankees number 3 as usual because they're fucking Yankees, and we have great fucking fans in New York.
It's impressive,
yeah,
though, considering even Steam. Steam got out to one game this year, and Steam's the type of guy that wears that brings a transistor radio and a fucking pencil and a box and an empty box score to the game.
And that's a fucking handsome fan right there. Is what that is. That's the kind of fan you're looking for. Well, my fucking douchebag Kansas City Royals fan friend that keeps he actually put on his Facebook the other day, please nobody wake me up from this fucking dream. And I just want to call him out on that, because I mean, when you fucking put something like that on your Facebook, it kind of sounds like
see,
you're like,
you see,
swirling,
I would
swirling around
friend...
flowers and fucking please somebody wake
would...
me up from.
I would suggest befriending him, but I got a better idea. You should, instead of that, because of his comment, you should just cancel your Facebook page, period.
I probably should because you have
this is why we can't have nice things because of like this guy.
What I love is when I go to a Yankee fucking the second to last game. Now, granted, yeah, we had one of the best players of all time fucking retiring.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to a day game in September and your team has no chance of making the playoffs and you got a full stadium, that's fans. That's fucking fans, boy. And that's not everybody going to the stadium now because your team's in the fucking playoffs. Your team has sucked for fucking 30 fucking years and nobody goes to the games all season long and now everybody goes to the games in the playoffs. Fucking
I read
fuck
the paper
the
today
city.
That unless
they're
you're
fucking
over
America's th- team my ass.
Unless you're over 30 years old, you weren't alive the last time KC was in the postseason.
We are the fucking world was the jam.
New England's wide receiver, Tambourine, wasn't even born yet the last time KC
we
was.
We are the world was the fucking jam, bub. That's the jam.
That was the year? It was 85?
Yes.
Nice.
We are the fucking world. Was what you wanted to fucking hear everywhere you went. And they couldn't even get to the stadium this year. Their team was actually like playoff bound the whole season. They were fighting for the Central the whole season. They couldn't even get to the stadium. So,
Donnie Drangus and all of his boys fucking buy blue fucking sparkly sunglasses and wear them. And it's like, I'm pretty sure they sell Oak. There's a run on Oak Tag in Kansas City right now. I know that much. Big run on Oak Tag. You can't get Oak Tag right now. Do you got people in the parking lot? Dude, I'll tell you, what we should probably do is meet halfway in Kansas City. Or where's Oak Tag? Series? Fucking Minnesota? Fucking, I'm pretty sure it's Minnesota, I think, the World Series, right? No, it's fucking, that's the Super Bowl. Yeah, we should just go back and forth fucking to either St. Louis or wherever, and Kansas City and or San Francisco, any of the three, whatever it ends up being, and just go, and we'll buy out New York and Florida out of Oak Tag, and we'll stand in the parking lot like a bunch of hand crews selling fucking concert t-shirts after a fucking shitty Aerosmith show, and we'll make a fortune.
I fucking love the run on O-Tag. That is unbelievable.
There's a huge run on O-Tag in KC right now. It's all over the local papers.
Dude, you probably fucking buy stock in fucking O-Tag right now. Buy a future in O-Tag right now. You're fucking...
Futures, yeah, like day trading shit. Like you got
fucking option.
Yeah, you got to buy low, sell fucking, sell high during game six, kid. Get out.
The fucking option on O-Tag. Get it. They got fucking signs everywhere. Yeah, no, it makes me fucking sick.
I think two off-topic things out. One, about an hour ago, I was thinking that everyone and their grandmother should throw their mortgage on the under in this Rexy Patriots game because of the weather. And now it looks like this game's just going to just go over, like really dumb. Like, really, really dumb. That's one. Number two, Bird Dog Bourbon. Don't ever buy it. It is garbage. It's at that price point. Bird Dog.
Oh. Okay, don't buy that.
Don't ever buy it. Yeah, that's my anti-advertisement for the week. That's my anti-advertisement. Bird Dog. My advice of the week, futures in Oak Tag. Get in it now.
No Bird Dog futures and Oak Tag. Got it.
Yep. Got it. Got it. Darby.
Miss Mulesy's on the line.
Aw, you
heard. Yeah, Mulesy's on the line. Babes is coming on the show. Say hi, Babes.
Hi.
Hey, Babes.
Hi. I'm not
going to
come on the show.
You're not going to come on the show?
Babes, you're on the show. It just happened.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Babes is actually got her fucking is rocking the her fantasy team. She's in first place.
Nice. I expect nothing less out
I'm
of
actually Babe. I'm actually in that league too. So she's pretty impressive with her fantasy right now. Good job, Babes.
Oh, just absolutely, absolutely monstrous. And Vince Wilfork, you're just so thin. Oh my God, I'm gonna stab myself in the eyeball right now. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm gonna do. I need a lock of the week. Let me tell you something. So we got this big board over at my job, and me and a couple of fucking typical hunks have a gentleman's wager. And every week we take the sucker bet ticket, better known as, your bodega ticket from your stereotypical Italian elevator guy.
No. You're talking about like parlay sheets?
Absolutely. And we take the parlay sheets.
I got one the other day at work. I couldn't fucking believe it. I could not fucking believe my eyes.
Oh, we get them every week. I mean, I'll put it in for you. Set your money on fire instead. You'd set your money on fire instead.
They're fucking wildfire, aren't they?
What's that?
I said they're still going around New York like fucking
we
like
get them
yesterday.
We get them delivered Wednesday morning. They get picked up Friday afternoon every week, kid, by the by the stereotypical Italian union elevator guy. His name's Anthony. He's awesome. If you need a Viking Percocet and you got $20 laying around, he's got you. You got your soccer. Now we take the soccer bet, and we get me and a couple of fucking typical hunks over at the shop. We got a gentleman's bet year long, and we got a big board in the test room. And long story short, lock of the week. Well, guess we're in week 7 right now. There's one guy, one serious hunk named Mulesy. He's got a spritzy in his hand right now, and he's 6-0.
Okay.
On the box. Every lock I've picked this year has fucking come in because I pick fucking lock. Because there's always a lock every week. We notice.
Okay.
We notice. For instance,
so what are we going?
Last week, what was my lock? The Ravens. It was fucking set in stone when the second quarter started. Now, I need a lock this week. I got some tough decisions to make. I mean, this weekend's a lot of rough gambling out there. I'd like to give a shout out to Jason Capra right now. By the way, just talking about all this. What's up, Cappy?
Yeah. Let's give a shout out to fucking Cappy, the fucking best bookie this world's ever fucking known.
Hey, middleman asshole.
What's that?
Middleman asshole. That's back in the day when you used to call a guy and say 20 times and he'd write it in a little pad and tally it up the fucking calculator.
A little fucking 20 timer. Let me get a fucking 20 times.
I just loved when my mother got upset when she saw him around the joint because she knew that her fat kid was up to no good.
Fucking God bless him. I got he's got the site and everything going now, so he's fucking rocking and rolling.
Cappy's, really?
Oh,
really? Is it on the up and up? Can we endorse this right now?
Yeah. He's under some serious people now. So
can we endorse it? It's okay. So we're not endorsing.
I don't know. I'll have to ask him. I don't want to endorse it right now. I feel like
it's endorsable.
Well, I'll certainly chat with him on the endorsing of the.
I need to know how to get involved in that. By the way, you're gonna have to go ahead and send me that information after the old podcast here.
Yeah, no, it's all on the up and up. I got a nice setup going and everything.
Wow, I need to know all about that, but. Anyway, I need a lock this week. You got lines? You got lines in front of you? Do I need to tee up some lines here?
Let's do that. Let's get into fucking NFL Week fucking 7. Let's do that.
This is what you need right here. This needs to be a weekly bet right here. We go over the lines. That's a segment right there. We go over the lines. It's too late. You can't get your book in on that.
What are you saying?
You got Cincy at Indy. We'll start with the old 1 o'clock, perhaps. It might make sense.
Oh yeah, let's go. Yeah, I'm starting with the. That's certainly going to be a big part of football. Frankies is the week in the betting.
Cincy at Indy minus 2.5 over under 48.5.
No, hold on. We gotta go fucking week. We're gonna start with the 1 o'clock. So we're gonna start with Falcons Ravens. And we got the Ravens at home -7 over under 49.5. What are you thinking here?
Atlanta don't play non-dome. Atlanta don't play football. The Ravens are way too fucking hot. That line's a little too high, but Ravens on the under.
Okay. Ravens and the
other. Matt Ryan is just that whole Atlanta team's just fucking hit or miss. You don't know what team's coming out week by week.
I tell you what I do know is they're a lot. They suck. They should be a lot better than they are. Their offense should be awesome, and it's not. They are on the road, which. I mean, they're like the New Orleans, but worse. Like if they're fucking stuck. They're 0-3 away. Ravens are 2-1 at home. Baltimore is -7. I think the public. Let me check. Let me see what I see here. I think the public is going to be all over the Ravens at -7.
It looks to me like the public's all over Atlanta, because I'm on Vegas site right now, and it's got Atlanta at +6. So you think fucking think people be
saying
them
that Atlanta, saying everybody is saying all the money's on Atlanta.
That's what that tells me.
Hold on a second here.
I got time. I got to drive more liquor into myself. I got tequila in the freezer here. Getting to a proper temperature.
No, my site here just fucking decided to make me sign in here. So it's annoying. So you're seeing all the money on Atlanta.
I'm just saying that's what I think America's doing.
I don't think anybody would be on Atlanta with how fucking terrible they've been the past few weeks. But we'll see.
The father of the millennium has a statement when it comes to gambling on football, and the statement is from Mr. Sneak Attack. There's a reason why the bookie drives a Cadillac, kid. So you might as well go against America and go with your gut, which is Baltimore covering that.
Well, no, that's the thing. I always go against America. So that's my first, especially nowadays. That's betting 101. It doesn't work out that way all the time. But what I'm seeing here, I have Baltimore at 63%. Okay, so. Usually, I'd like it to be a lot closer to 70% when I'm going to go the other way. And I thought 63%
against the spread?
63% the population on the Ravens. 63% of the
on the Ravens covering or on the Ravens winning the game?
Yeah, covering, -7, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I honestly would probably, I'd probably still go with the Ravens. I think the Ravens will fucking destroy that team. But what'd you say? You went Falcons?
No. Well, Ravens and the under. That's my call.
Ravens.
That's far from a lock.
Yeah, I'll go Ravens and the over. As a matter of fact, I think both teams will score some points. Ravens pull it out by like 20 and at the end.
We're at that point of the year. It's about weather plays into it too. That's the old call your guy. If it was 15 years ago, call Cap at 12:58 and be like, 40 timer.
Yo, fucking 40. I miss same times. I really do.
Fucking
yeah, busy.
I do. Time.
You do it on a website now. Like you don't even. You just click and go. It's just not. Yeah. You really call it. You call it in, you say the time.
There's no excitement or anxiety. You know what anxiety is? It's 12:58 p.m. on a Sunday. You got fucking sleep in your eyes, coffee in your fucking hand, and Cap's fucking numbers busy. And you're fucking losing your shit because it's fucking because it's snowing in New England, and you got to get that 40 timer in. Next game.
The worst, and there's nothing worse than going to bed on a Sunday night when you're down like fucking G. You have no idea where it's gonna fuck come from the next week. That is the best feeling in the world.
It really, really, truly is. One of the best Artie Lang lines ever in Artie Lang's lifetime is, "You don't know what living is about until you put $2,000 on the Giants when you only have $1,000 to your name." Best Artie Lang line ever.
That is the story of my life right there. That's fucking beautiful. I love that fucking man. All right, let's go. We got a little fucking Titans Redskins match. 1 o'clock. What a nice game that is for fucking
everybody. Wow, fucking. Can we just black that game out on all networks?
Yeah, we'll black that out. We'll pick it real quick here. We got Washington -5.5 at home, over under 46. I'll take
the Skins.
Yeah, I'll take the Skins to cover that fucking nightmare of a big game here.
You know why? Because Jake Locker eats balls.
He's not good. All right, here we go. It's not a great game, but we got a Rams Seahawks battle going on here at 1 o'clock. Rams at home. Seattle -7.5 over under 43.5. The Seahawks are just not. They're just not the same team.
No, they're not. But I'll tell you, if I was going to put any sort of money on this game, the only thing I would touch in this game is I would take under in this game, because people have been talking nothing but shit about this defense for a solid fucking week, or a solid 2 weeks pretty much, and for every reason. And to top it off, how Marshawn Lynch needs to just get fed the ball. And he is. And Marshawn Lynch is going to have 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. And I don't really care about the line on the game. The under. That's where your payday is, Bubs.
Yeah.
That's where your payday is.
I would. And now see. I'm seeing 90% of the public on Seattle, which you would expect. So it almost makes me want to take the Rams. When you get over 80, like, you really want to go the other way. But the other thing is, I bet you everybody would be on the under in that game.
A home team at over a touchdown on turf.
It's hard to
not go with that.
The under is no. I'm thinking most of the public is going to be on that on the under because both those teams don't score points. I think the public will be on the under. But, I mean, either way, I don't really see how either of those teams are going to fucking score points.
Okay, so your final verdict is?
Yeah, I'm going to go Rams and the over, honestly, in that game. Just because I think that's the exact opposite of what everybody else would do. So.
All right, which makes it the opposite of a lock. Next game?
Now we got another fucking beauty. We got the old Jags-Browns. There's some terrible football games.
Terrible football this weekend. It's terrible. That's why I'm finding my lock, guys.
Yeah, you should.
In Jacksonville, you got Blake Bortles. I'm looking at plus 3 and 44.
Holy shit, there's your lock, dude. There's your fucking lock, dude.
Cleveland?
Minus 6 on the road. And the Jaguars.
Minus 6? You're looking at minus 6 right now?
Yeah.
Give me a percentage on that, because it was at like 99%. Because I'm looking at 3.
You're looking at 3?
I'm looking at 3, and you're looking at 6.
I'm looking at opening lines. No,
I don't know what you're
looking
at. I'm assuming you're looking at current line, which is good, which means we're talking about.
Hold on. I just looked at, it just changed. Okay, I got, minus 5.5, Cleveland.
Okay.
75% on Cleveland. I will fucking, your block of the week is the 0-6 Jacksonville Jaguars.
Now I'm gonna fucking put you on hold for a second and take a look at the sucker bet ticket. I would fucking just imagine, since that's such a nice lock, that it's not even on. That's how elevator
probably,
rolls.
You're probably right.
So stand by.
Okay. As a matter of fact, people, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to take a quick little break here. Call in, anybody, 347-237-5539. We got to talk all night, talk about whatever you want. We want to talk real. We want to fucking talk about how shitty your fucking thoughts are on sports. Cause
I sweat all over my phone too much, so it's like it won't do anything.
No.
Hold
on a second. I'm gonna go to a quick break here. I gotta do a break.
Oh, a little commercial break?
Yeah, and a little break.
A little bear blends.com commercial. Go for it, pups.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, yeah. We should. You definitely gotta fucking plug the fucking. What is it called again, Bob?
I just plugged it, bro. Bearblends.com. All your vaping needs.
Bearblends.com. Go there. Get fucking blend for your vapes.
Yep.
Fucking vaping away. And you gotta
got
to fucking...
Any questions, you can see our Chuck Specialist Steam.
Yeah. Yo, he's the fuck. Steam is the best of the best. If you want to blend, there is no better way to go than fucking Bear Blends. Because I know you guys are out. You're out there fucking vaping away. You don't have a nice blend. You don't have a nice fucking dessert vape. You need a nice dessert vape.
And there's only one thing I can think of that's worse than the Rexies, and it's a bad vape. I hate bad vapes. It's like Garfield in a Monday, bro. It's how Garfield feels about Mondays. You go to your commercial break, and I'll call back in a little bit, Bubs.
All right. Sounds good, Bub. Great to hear from fucking Mulesy.
Mulesy, fucking lock of the week, Cleveland. Go fuck yourself, Garby. Fucking go, Maddie Lauer.
Maddie fucking Spritzers coming to a fucking town near you.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports. Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here. Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video, but the problem is you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
All right, we're back, folks. Talking live with Frankie's. Call in. Anything you'd like to talk about, give us a call. All right, yeah, we're back. Sorry about that. 347-237-5539. Give us a call. Anything you want to talk about. I'm going to go now. I'm going to go back to this weekend's games. We're going to talk about the weekend's games, talk about the lines, talk about where you should go with your bets. Obviously, I am not a Vegas insider, but I'm going to give you my thoughts on I've been betting for years, so I give you the best thoughts I got on what I know about system betting, what I know about betting in general. Let's go here. We got a Bengals Colts game, which is actually that's probably the game. Well, I guess probably the G-Men Cowboys probably the game of the week, but probably not. Probably Colts Bengals probably the game of the week, which is a 1 o'clock game. I just got myself a nice fresh vodka drink to make sure that we keep the show going strong. We got Colts Bengals. Colts -3.5 over under 50. So let's go ahead. We'll look at the line. We'll look at what the public's going to be doing on that game. Obviously, that'll probably change Sunday, but we'll give a little look-see here. Everybody, the whole public is on 84% on the old Colts. And I understand why that is, because the Colts looked really good. Colts looked really, really good last week against the Bengals, or against the Texans. Nah, the Colts are a good team. They're 4-2, 2-1 at home. They lost a couple of tough games. I think they lost. I'll say, what did they lose? They lost to the Niners. And they lost to somebody else. Was it the Niners? I'll have to go do my homework on that. But the Colts, let's take a look here. Colts did lose. They lost their first two games of the year. They lost to Denver, a tough game against maybe the best team in the league. There's probably about five teams you could say that about. And then they did lose the second week in a really tough game, which they probably should have won against Philly, Philly is playing some pretty good ball as well. So Colts, very good football team, as we know. Andrew Luck playing out of his mind, playing the best football he's played in his life. Best football in his life. He's playing very, very good right now. I think he's got the best numbers of a quarterback in the NFL right now. And then you're going against the Bengals, who, their big thing was their defense, and their defense has not been playing very well this year. So the whole world is on the Colts at 3.5. I would say, the Colts are the better team here, but they do say that the 3.5 or less for a home team, you go ahead and you bet on that dog. And with 82 or whatever it was percent on the Colts, looks like the Bengals might be a good play this week. And they need a good win. I know they're only 3-1, and then they tied last week with the Panthers. Panthers are a good team, but I can see the Bengals coming in there and giving them a good game. Let's go now to Bills Vikings. We'll just go ahead and we'll skip that game. Bears, Dolphins. We got Dolphins Bears minus 3.5. Sorry. Dolphins on the road. Bears 3-3. Dolphins 2-3. I'm guessing the whole world is going to be on the Bears in that game, and you probably should be as well. All right, so. Let's go ahead and we'll skip to some baseball playoffs here. Now, baseball playoffs have been it's been a very, very interesting year. And the wow! And Shane Vereen has just scored another touchdown. Pick up of the week. Huge pickup, Shane Vereen. Looking big right now. That's two catches, two touchdowns. Yeah, you want that guy on your fantasy team. So let's go back to the baseball playoffs. So the baseball playoffs, you're looking at a cup. The baseball playoffs, as we've seen in the past few years, and anybody that wants to say any different, tell me all about it. But the baseball playoffs have become a crapshoot, and you have these. You don't want to be one of these LA Dodgers, New York Yankees. You don't want to be one of those types of teams anymore. That's not what wins in the playoffs. What wins in the playoffs is National League playoff kind of baseball, timely hitting. Good pitching, great defense. You look at the Kansas City Royals, quote-unquote America's team. Look at what they're doing right now. They're getting good hitting. They're playing phenomenal defense, and their bullpen, you cannot get a hit against their bullpen. So they have just swept two teams in a row. This team that just made it into the playoffs, they just got by their wild card game and now are a team that is going to the World Series. They're going to have a few games off. But what I'll tell you about a team like this is a team like this is a team that is playing they're playing for the guy next to them. And that is what is important. That is as much as, whatever you want to say about sports, the thing that is best about sports, the thing that I've always loved about sports, I played sports my whole life growing up, and the thing that and the reason that I'm getting my child into sports, the reason that you play sports and watch sports and love sports is because of those types of things, is because of that type of team, this Royals team, this team that their whole city has rallied around, that America supposedly has rallied around. I did say before that I'm a bit disgusted with their fans, that they were 25th in the country this year, even though their team was pretty good and they haven't been good in 30 years. Should be ashamed of yourself, Kansas City, Jeff Brockert. That is what you want to watch. That is what you want to see in sports, is a team that it's a young team. It's a team that they love the guy next to them, and they play their fucking balls off for their coach, for their city, and for the guy that's playing right beside them. And that's what you're getting right now. That's what you're getting right now from the Kansas City Royals. And it is. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, that's what you see in the San Antonio Spurs, is a team like that that plays for their coach, that plays for their city, that team they have a couple of great in a game in an NBA where every team is one guy and which sucks, or one or two guys that does everything, where you actually have some team basketball. Patriots, they have a good chemistry there. They've had it for a long time. They haven't done much in the playoffs in the past few years, but they are there every single year because of good coaching, because of buying into what they're doing, and that's playing for the guy beside you, and that's what's good about sports. So the Kansas City Royals, that's exactly what they're doing right now. And the Giants and the Cardinals are exactly that. They've been there the past few years. That's what they do. These are teams that are there every year because of that reason. And that's why baseball has to get back to that. As a Yankee fan, we've actually kind of stopped buying players. And I'm happy about that, because that doesn't win. It just doesn't win. And the Dodgers will find that out, because it's not going to win. It'll win you a championship, sure. But you have to stick to baseball. Is that type of game. It's a small ball type of game, and these big egos. You can't have. I was listening to Cowherd today, and as much as I'm not I like the guy. He kind of annoys me. His voice is very annoying. A lot of things he does is annoying, but he does have some very good takes on a lot of issues. And he brought up a very good point today, just about having huge names and huge egos on your team, and how that once you can have a couple. You can't have a full team of them, which is the Dodgers. You can't have a full team of egos. It's never, ever going to work. You have to have just a couple, or none, I guess. But, as the Royals are showing right now. But when you get to too many, you're going backwards. And I think it's the absolute truth. you look at the Dodgers, you look at all the players on that team this year. They weren't going – Angels, the same fucking thing. Bottom line is you're you can't do that with that type of team. Anyways, thoughts, calls, please, somebody call in. I know, I mean, I know this is a new show. I know I don't have that many callers or listeners. But 347-237-5539. This will be the best radio show you've ever listened to in the coming future. I'm just getting started. I mean, you bring this shit because you will not have a better sports radio show to listen to. I will be the guy to listen to in sports radio in the next 5 years. Just you will know that in the coming future. I'm gonna go now to a huge game that we have coming up here this Saturday night, college football, Notre Dame, Florida State. Now, I'm a Notre Dame fan myself. Coming from New York, not a lot of college football, not a lot of college sports in New York. There's just not a lot of good teams. You know, you go to the Midwest, the South, they have these huge college followings. It's just not like that in New York. A lot of Notre Dame fans, a lot of Catholics, so you get Notre Dame games every week nationally. Yeah, syndicated. I mean, Notre Dame's on nationally. I've always thought that. I'll say that to you know, now you can watch pretty much anybody, anytime, as your of your team. But I always kind of just didn't understand fans. You know, like growing up, I had friends that were fans, or you know, cousins, whatever, fans of, you know, Raiders or Steelers or Cowboys. Like, you can't watch the game every week. How are you going to be a fan? So, you know, and for that reason, that's what made me a Notre Dame fan. But, you know, if you can't watch the team every week, then, you're not a fan. I mean, that's how that goes. These days, everybody can watch everybody. So, Notre Dame, Florida State, huge game coming up here. Everybody, it looks like, is thinking Florida State is going to fucking destroy Notre Dame, from what I understand. But I think it's going to be a very good game. I'd like to talk about this Jameis Winston character here for a second. So, I guess it sounds like I heard earlier today, and I'm going to go ahead and do my research on that right now, that that game was pulled off the board because of Jameis Winston possibly not playing in the game. So we'll go ahead and check on that. Wow. Okay. So I am seeing that the whole population is on Notre Dame. As a matter of fact, spread right now looking at 12 to 11.5, and looks like the public is on Notre Dame to cover that spread. I probably would agree. Just being a Notre Dame fan, I'm hoping for the best and hoping that they do make it a game. But I do think they'll make it a game because I don't think FSU is very good. I know they've not beaten anybody this year. Anybody that they beat last year, they did it at the end of the game, and they did it very ugly at the end of the game. I mean, you look back to that win against Auburn. I mean, fucking Jameis Winston threw a fucking 6-yard pass. That turned into a fucking 90-yard touchdown. I'm not impressed by that guy. he just does not look very good when you watch the guy play. I mean, he just doesn't look good. He's gotten it done. I mean, we've all seen it. He's put up astronomical numbers against horrible football teams, and he's won against teams against the tough games. He's won some tough games against some very good football teams. But I just don't see it. I don't see it, and I don't think the guy is. I mean, he's a fucking idiot. I mean, look at everything the guy's doing. He's a complete fucking idiot. And yes, he is a child. I mean, he's a sophomore in college. He might as well be half in high school. I say this all the time to anybody that does. That's a huge college football fan. I like college football, but I'm pretty disgusted by the NCAA. And I also don't really understand the love of watching kids. I mean, they're fucking children playing this game. They're getting ready to play in the NFL. You know, I'm an NFL fan, which, I mean, we can go and say all our problems we have with the NFL, because there's obviously plenty of them these days. But, I mean, you're watching these kids that are, you know, the best ones are freshmen and sophomores. I mean, these kids are fucking a year out of high school, and people are fucking losing their minds over these fucking children. So, and I don't understand why we talk about it in the media so goddamn much. Why are we talking about fucking freshmen in high school, Jameis Winston? Who fucking cares? The kid's a fucking idiot. Let's fucking go move on with it. I mean, I don't even understand why he's fucking, why he gets to play. The kid's a fucking alleged rapist twice, not once. We're going to go to a break. Call in 347-337-5539. Give me your thoughts on any and all of this. You're listening to Football Frankie.
Hey all, this is Matthew Long, the Executioner, here on the Cold Hard Truth on Sports.
Now, I know you've heard me talk about the Touch Pro Basketball on my shows before. My boy, Tony Greer, is the inventor of the ball. If you're out there training and playing basketball and you don't have this ball, you're missing out. Because it's going to help you improve your hand-eye coordination, your dribbling, and your shooting skills. So go today and get the Touch Pro Basketball at touchproball.com.
Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. A few of many, many more careers that the Connecticut School of Broadcasting can lead you to. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour. With an on-hands approach and instructors being broadcast professionals themselves, you're guaranteed to get a first-class learning experience. Get your career in the broadcasting field started the right way. Sports radio host, producer, news anchor. The Connecticut School of Broadcasting. Go CSB.com or 1-800-TV-RADIO to schedule your studio tour.
Executioner here.
Now, I'm sure a lot of you listeners are just like me. You like to spend a little time on the internet, sharing video, looking at video. But the problem is, you can't stream live if you're playing on Tumblr or YouTube. Well, if you go right now to Giesel.net, you can sign up for your free account and start streaming live and share that with all of your friends. That's Giesel.net, GEALZ.net.
Why haven't you learned anything?
For sports news, updates, and general tomfoolery, head on over to thechtonsports.wordpress.com.
Gotta be careful, though. We don't want it to get too excited and go off in your hair.
All right, folks. we're back. This is Football with Frankies. We're going to call it a show for this evening. It's been great talking to you guys, and I hope for some more listeners next time. And we'll be back next Thursday.